The great Murray Olds joins us in the studio for some terrible dad jokes, just preparing myself.
I've got some really bad ones this morning.
Just quickly though, Murray, this has been a big story. Thousands of journalists right across the world have been working on this, the Panama Papers. I want to get your read on it very quickly.
Extraordinary, isn't it? I mean, it is the biggest leak in history. It dwarfs the amount of data released by WikiLeaks back in 2010. Here's a comparison for context. If the amount of data released by WikiLeaks was equivalent to, say, the population of Sydney, the amount of data released now about these offshore tax scams and so on is the population of India.
Wow.
So that's the sort of scale.
That's comparable.
WikiLeaks is Sydney.
Yeah.
The whole population of India can be wrapped up in this. Mossack Fonseca is the Panamanian law firm. Now, basically, clients would hook up with this Panamanian firm, which then set up companies to launder money, dodge sanctions. I mean, you know, there were some countries, some individuals facing sanctions for a bunch of different crimes around the world. They were able to hide their wealth in these companies, avoid tax. In one case, Mossack Fonseca apparently offered an American millionaire fake ownership records to hide money, which is in direct breach of international regulations designed to stop money laundering and tax evasion.
I saw one of the representatives from the company last night on SBS News. He said that, you know, the company isn't to blame. He said when a car is involved in an accident, you don't go and then shout at the car manufacturer, you shout at the driver. So I don't know. It's kind of a bit sort of, it's very sort of shady dealings at the very least.
Well, let them argue that in court because authorities around the world are saying, gotcha. The Icelandic, Prime Minister's quit this morning. He's a multi-millionaire. He entered Parliament only recently and became Prime Minister, failed to declare that his wife, in fact, had all these millions of dollars hidden away courtesy of this Panamanian company. 800 high-wealth Australians and Australian companies have been named in these papers. There are 12 current or former heads of state linked in the data, including dictators accused of looting their own countries. More than 60 relatives and associates of heads of state and other politicians also involved. You got close associates of Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
You got the brother-in-law of China's president. You got the Ukrainian president, Petro Poroshenko. Remember him? He's the chocolate king. He's got tons of chocolates hidden away in Panama as well. The Argentinian president, the late father of the British Prime Minister, David Cameron.
Yeah.
You got three of the four kids of Pakistan's Prime Minister, Nawaz Sharif. It goes on and on. It's also touched FIFA. This morning it's emerged that a key member of FIFA's ethics committee and his firm provided legal assistance for at least seven offshore companies linked to a former FIFA vice president. So the smells continue at football's highest level.
So not Chuck Blazer?
No mention of Chuck. Chuck, I think, is eating porridge, as he should.
All right, there you go. Sort of a snapshot of, if you haven't really been aware of what's been happening with the Panama Papers sort of stuff. But anyway, Murray, I was here to make us giggle with some terrible dad jokes. What do you got over there?
I am. Okay, look, as happens in my household, I'm sure it doesn't use to. Look, her husband, a woman comes into the bathroom and there's husband standing on the bathroom scale sucking in his stomach.
Oh, yeah.
She says, yeah, really, that's not going to help you. He says, sure it does. It's the only way I can see the numbers.
Oh, very good.
A man goes along for have a checkup with his doctor. And as he's about to leave, is there anything else you'd like to discuss, says the doctor. Well, says the patient, I was thinking about having a vasectomy. Whoa, says the doctor, it's a big decision. Have you talked it over with your family? Yes, we took a vote, 15-2 in favour. And a policeman is on
the beat.
Well, he's actually
radar gun.
A radar gun. Thank you. I was trying to think what the hell it is that catches this. A radar gun. And he pulls this woman over. She's racing down the middle of the road at 100 k's an hour.
Dangerous.
He says, lady, what's going on? Tell me why you're going so fast down the very middle of the road. It's okay. I've got a special license, she says, that lets me drive like that. Oh, really? Says the policeman. Let's have a look at that. He looks at it. He says, hang on. There's nothing special about this. It's a temporary license. But she said, look at the very, very bottom of it. See, it says tear along the dotted line.
Not bad. Not bad this week.
That.
Yeah, you've redeemed yourself compared to what you've said in past weeks. But yeah, nice stuff. There you go. Murray Olds in the 2SN
newsroom. Very much, Mitchie.
Resident Dad. He'll be back very shortly for the news headline.